Cage.
I had never even heard of that song. And then Julia, my daughter, says, Dad, this is the song I want to dance with you at my wedding.
Well, that is actually being played this morning for your sisters, particularly Karen.
My sisters.
Yeah, Karen has a little back door to me here on Saturday mornings. She often sends me comments and corrections, usually on your spelling and grammar.
That's fair.
She wanted you to know that.
Older sister, number one born, has a habit of
doing
that.
It's an affliction.
Yes,
I know. I'm sorry.
Yes.
So she wanted you to know that Dad loved the girls more than the boys.
Dr. Rosie?
Yeah, that's what she says.
No.
And that they loved him too.
No, I know she's wrong because she doesn't know all the things he snuck me out of the house to do that we did together.
Ah, well, don't tell her. Love you, Karen.
You know, I think about Dr. Rosie, who we lost Halloween Day 2007. He was born 4th of July 1926. And we lost him on Halloween Day, so he was big on holidays. But he was an adventurer, and we hiked and fished virtually every corner of this state. And the one thing about Dr. Rosie, and I can say this now because the statute of limitations has expired. We'd come up to this fence and our gate, and there'd be a no trespassing sign. And he'd look at me and say, oh, well, that's not for us. That's just for people that are going to go in there and tear the place up. We're not going to tear anything up. Come on, let's go. And so we crossed into more no trespassing private property fenced areas than probably anybody on the planet. And then when we'd get caught, I'd always be afraid that, oh, they're going to throw us in jail. I mean, in a matter of 30 seconds, Dad would have them melted down, and they'd be best friends. And we'd talk for 15 minutes. And they'd say, oh, well, look, Dr. Rosie, anytime you want to come hunt on the property, just knock on the door at the house first. It's fine. You're welcome here anytime. I'm telling you, folks, of all the times we hiked on private property, I can only think of one time where they stayed upset after they met Dad. Dad could melt anybody in his hands.
And there was a cousin called...
He could become your best friend, bam, that fast.
Uncle Smiley, and that's one of those... rhetorical nicknames because
we never saw him smile.
Uncle Smiley never smiled,
but a nice guy.
He said one of the famous lines always attributed to Dr. Rosie's, you know, he's never met anyone that could make friends faster and keep them longer than Dr. Rosie.
Well, he had a lot of friends. I considered myself his best friend. So sorry, Karen, you're wrong. I know he loved his daughters, but he did not love his daughters near so much as he loved his number one son. Announcements. We have announcements coming up. Hey, if you're looking to get out of the heat, next weekend would be a great weekend to run up to Flagstaff. We've got the Outdoor Expo at the Coconino County Fairgrounds. That's always a fun show.
We're broadcasting live.
We are going to be broadcasting live. So come on up there. And it's Arizona Game and Fish, along with a lot of other outdoor vendors and specialists. Of course, Mike Russell's show will be broadcast from there. It's the Outdoor Expo at Flagstaff. Make your room reservations or your campground reservations now. And get out of the heat and come join us in Flagstaff next weekend.
Then the first weekend in August, I believe that's Saturday the 5th.
You're really going to do it.
I'm not doing it.
You're really going to do it.
I turned over the reins of the Crawfish Festival. I called Bobby and I said, look, I don't have time to do this again. Do it this year. My cousin Calvin and Sonia, they moved up to the White Mountains. They're living in Sholo, 40 minutes from Heber.
And this is a Cajun show.
They want to take on. Well, and Calvin has been at every one of the festivals the last 3 years, so he knows the drill.
He's from Baton Rouge.
He's got the line down. He's got our equipment.
He's getting it all set up. That man, he can cook some crawfish. I'm telling you that right now.
They'll be getting the tickets online and have taken over everything for the crawfish fest. But the phones are turned off. We need them back on for our last giveaway.
First weekend in August.
At the Bison Ranch in Heber Overgarden.
Better make your room reservations now.
Yes.
It fills up quick. Will we go?
You know,
I'm going to go.
I need to check my schedule. I'm so busy. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it this
Father's Day. You, Romy, your kids go from 13 to 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll get your life back in about 20 years.
Yeah, right.
You can start doing what you want in about another 20 years.
So we'll get that event posted at rosieonthehouse.com.
How about
pre-sold
the baby cake
tickets
cooking
will be
class.
Available shortly. And we'll call right now, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you for the last Father's Day gift basket. D-backs tickets, Hex Armor safety gloves, and Hex Armor tinted safety glasses. That whole complete package will be yours. 1-888-767-4348.
What a wonderful world.